I'm Tabitha Safdie for South Carolina Public Radio with South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth. Charleston County EMS takes thousands of patients to the emergency room every year, but mental health experts say many of those patients shouldn't be there, and two departments are working together to get them the care they need.
EMS, they're trained more for medical emergencies. They've had some psych training, but not as in-depth as our team.
That was Dellen Morgan of the Charleston County Department of Mental Health and the Mobile Crisis Program. It's a team of psychiatrists at the South Carolina Department of Mental Health, which can connect with patients remotely through a video app.
Our team was created to keep psychiatric patients out of an emergency room.
In the past, it was quicker for EMS just to take them to the nearest hospital instead of waiting for a psychiatrist to arrive on scene, which could tie up emergency vehicles for too long.
Other than safety, they don't benefit much from being in an ER. It does not start them into treatment.
The Mobile Crisis Program provides a way to bring the health provider to a patient and avoid a trip to the ER. EMS can instantly set up a chat with a psychiatrist who can make a diagnosis and get the patient to the proper treatment within minutes. This is a simulation of how the program typically works.
Your girlfriend told us that you were suicidal.
My girlfriend?
Yeah, your girlfriend. Did you send her a text saying you wanted to kill yourself?
Not like that.
Chris Hall, the EMS supervisor, sees this is not a medical emergency, and he stays on the scene to connect the patient via a live video chat to a psychiatrist while the ambulance moves on.
So you've got Brandon on site with you, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. He's sitting here with me. Brandon, this is Ashley.
Chris Hall connects with Ashley, a psychiatrist on Dellen Morgan's team.
Our team last year had about 600 hospital diversions. We saved the community close to $1 million.
Charleston is not the only area benefiting from the use of telepsychiatry in emergency situations.
Access Services in southeastern Pennsylvania has a similar mobile crisis program, both for child and adolescent mobile crisis teams that go out and use telepsychiatry to make that assessment.
That was Olivia Boyce of Insight, the nation's leading telepsychiatry provider.
Another example, similar to kind of EMS and mobile crisis using telepsychiatry, are police officers actually starting to be equipped. And that's a great option for first responders to be able to have that, to perhaps encounter somebody in the community that they don't know what the best option is and to treat them right there.
According to the National Institute of Mental Health, about 1 in 6 U.S. adults experience some type of diagnosable mental illness.
The sad part of that is that so many of those individuals who do experience mental illness do not get treatment. It's only 43% of those who experienced something last year did receive treatment, so that leaves a huge group of people.
Boyce says one of the main problems is lack of access to treatment options. She says 55% of U.S. counties don't have a psychiatrist. Those that do are faced with distribution problems since psychiatrists are typically located around medical centers, which limits access to rural communities.
So that's a great opportunity for telepsychiatry. It could have a great impact on more people getting care, and we can bring that number down of the individuals who don't access behavioral health services when they need them. We can make them more accessible and hopefully decrease that percentage to give everybody more availability to the mental health care that's so important.
For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. This report can also be heard on southcarolinapublicradio.org.